you tuned into the Chess Pod. I'm your host, Joy Pandit. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today we have a pioneer in the building. You know him as one half of the Black Motion duo Murder, but he's since launched his solo career, dropping his debut album, Asante. And we want to know all about it and what inspired the journey and what his fans can expect. Tune in.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
All right, amazing. You will not guess who I have in studio. He literally came all the way from Sojanguve. To our studios here in Johannesburg. Obviously, that's a joke. But thank you so much for taking the time out to chat to me. Nice. Bongani. Mostly people know you as Murder Bongs. Muda now. Is it Murder?
Murder.
It's still Murder.
Yeah. Dutch version of Murder.
Lovely.
Yeah,
lovely. I want us to start at the genesis of everything before we get into just your solo career, your name changing and everything else that's going on in your life. I want you to take me through just how you got into the industry, moments in your childhood that have determined or defined who you are today, the Murder that we know today.
Yeah, it started off Saloma Jaivani, you know, when you like Majaivani. Yeah, you know, as a childhood, like no Nikilmutwa di Katara, you know, I started off Gao Jaiva before Kiva like delete some music and stuff. And then passion ya horikira music and stuff, like when you go to beauty pageant you have to like re-edit Pinatawa turn and would be a sequence, and then where you dance, Lee Kruya how according to come call it editing Pinata thing. And then he got interested, Kilaka was interested Mola, and then I was like, you know what, I'm good in doing this because I was always getting a spanner, so about to give a editor. I wanna do those things.
Like, how did you actually?
Get that thing out on a friend or on a computer, and then he will show you like the basics of that thing, and then I got hooked up, and then I was like, okay, this is where my talent is, and then the way like edit things, because of I was dancer back then, I know the elements, so JVC about, and then
So now becoming a brand, and as you mentioning, how did you then say, okay, this is what I'm going to pursue full time? Now the transition from Obama Jaivani to that, and what do you think has really like sustained the brand that you are today?
Yeah, from choose a like a producer than Machaiva, okay, this is Nigira quick money, like you know, when you edit and then Kanormara, actually, this thing can be about something a lot like a trader. I want my work to, but I took it by editor and then they'll pay me and stuff. And then, cause with Java, you have to like, oh, share a little group, put a little buy a little price. And then I've never looked back because of my podcast, Nelly go on at this thing to know this, software. Yeah, our producer, and then since then, I'll say it's self-taught. Self-taught, and then spending time more on kileka, you know, can improve, and then until today.
Okay, how did you meet Thabo, and who put you guys on in the entertainment industry? I mean, as you mentioned, Otomile, Velakoka, see, you know, it's all the so how did you actually, you know, what was your big break with even Thabo, but how did you even get to meet Thabo in the first place?
I met Thabo through Moses Mokuku. Moses Mokuku, it was like a guy all itatela music. And then he saw like Afanabaka, I see by Lord, like they have talent, cause like he's been like getting music from the demos from like the different producers back then, the background producers. And then And then, yeah, we started off as like really black boys. I think we were about 10 of us. Like Nelebo Tlimpilo, Mapiano, you know, the Uhuru guys, yeah. Bugs Waichukucha. Like, yeah. We were just like guys were learning like Lirakopana as. Back then, like, I had a for the beauty pageant, and then so, and then I don't know, it's my, why can't, like, we start something together because of Rata music, yeah, wanna. So, then I met Thabo through those gang, yeah, wanna. So, we were like, yeah, we just connected, and then our first song was Banana Maboko, and then Banana Maboko, yes. That time there was this music platform by Bizang, Aphrodisia. And then, yeah, we put that song there, and then it got big, and then got played overseas, and then Oskido picked it up while it was like making waves, go to overseas, and then he said, okay, he wants it go like a 10 commandment, and then, yeah, it happened. 2010. 10 Commandment, 2010, it was track number 10, you know, and then it came out, Kakwedi Abi 10. So, yeah, 10 Commandment, and then Banana Maboko. Since from there, and then Oskido advised us, Hore, like, to do more music, to collaboration, so that we can, you know, promote this brand, Black Motion, and then, yeah. And
but
then
how
from
did Black Motion, the name even come about? How is that?
We were like, actually, it was me,
okay.
You know, saying those, you know, with the feeling a little black boy, see, and then yaba, what? Not African roots, but then, yeah, it came as like, okay, Black Motion, and Black Motion, and then Thabo came with an explanation about the meaning of the name Black Motion, because people they thought we were saying Black Motion because of our skin color. No, actually it was the trends that we were in, like the black. It's when Thabo takes you to like a blank space whereby he plays drums. That's why he always closes his eyes when he plays. Okay. And then I take you to like motion. I create the motion. So
it's a plus of Majavan.
Yeah, we were both Majavan. And then I create the motion on the desk. And then we say, okay, Black Motion makes sense. Yeah.
Nice. I consider you guys pioneers. Do you actually think of yourself as such? Because so many people have since emulated what you guys started. Now people buy the drums, buy the DJ.
Yeah, we have influenced a lot of people, especially in Angola, in these African countries, and then yeah, because people they liked seeing us, you know, playing like house music at the drums, and then yeah, and then it was good to see people follow what we.
Yeah. And you guys actually became international, obviously internationally acclaimed artists. So now 10 years, I would assume it would be like more than 10 years actually in the game. And now
12. I think it's 12 or 13. Yeah, 12. 13.
There we go.
Yeah.
Then you think, okay, it's time to actually go on my own now.
Yes.
What inspired that move?
That move, I think it came about whereby we end up doing one thing, like, you know, 12 years in there. So, and then, are solid teenagers. So it was that thing or like, okay, we've been doing gigs, you know, and then, now go for our family sometimes. New Year, it's really more strategic. So we're like, okay, we've been on the road since. We've been busy like since, and it get to the point whereby we say, okay, we're just gonna like take a not a break, but then it's like to pursue like the solo career and yeah, and then stuff, and then
okay,
yeah, until now.
So it's a break. It's not necessarily you guys being a part. I know you guys put out a statement earlier on.
Yeah, I still stick to that statement. Yeah, okay. The statement, Hori, okay, we both like supporting for the solo thing because of Thabo is still finding his way, and then like space. I think he was doing like a, sort of like a ritual.
Okay.
Yeah, Musibiti.
Miracle.
And then, yeah, since I still stick to my to the Black Machine statement or our statement.
Right. I mean, on social media, I don't know if you've, obviously, as you mentioned, you don't have Twitter, which is definitely a safe space to be. But people are actually putting you guys, you know, against each other almost, so to speak.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't know if you saw, I'm sure you would know since you guys are not really apart, because there's another now Black Motion member who's there. How is your relationship with Thabo right now? Like, what's the conversation?
I know we're cool. It's just that I was so surprised that, okay, there's a new member. Like, I had no idea what's going on, but I was focusing on this album since, well, I said I don't have Twitter, so I don't know what that was about. Yeah, what that is about. But yeah, I think when time is right, I don't know, because it won't be fair. Because I don't know, Linda. I don't know. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked to be replaced. So
okay. I don't know if I'm like, I don't know, supposed to even mention this, but I heard it from a little birdie somewhere, so let's bring it into this conversation.
Yes.
Apparently there's like legalities, legal battle brewing there.
Legal.
None of that.
No. Like I said, Lina, I'm shocked, but it's just that I haven't seen the guys for like some time, but then I think, yeah, it will be like, we'll be have our way to resolve this, and yeah, because Lina, I'm shocked, because so Lina, I just wanna hear from their Lukuzan about that. Okay, I've been replaced.
Awesome, move on to the table.
I want to see him face to face.
Okay,
but for now, the focus was on this Asante album, because I just dropped my first solo album.
Yes. I want to actually talk about that as well. The significance of dropping that album now. I know when people drop music like November, December, Koro is getting Song of the Year, Vela Itlotamo, obviously.
Obviously. No, timing, and then I think I was so nervous. Mm. My solo project, and then the way it happened, because like, I think I produced this album within a month.
Wow.
The reason why, like, I've been like trying to like search the meta sound, you know, I didn't want to like sound like, okay, the Black Motion, I wanna, because I have to like to come up with something, you know, different as meta, something slow representer like meta. And then I've done research, like, Gia the studio in Kikena, you know, being Lebo Kabza, being with everyone in the game, and then started like learning this, okay, cause like there is my piano, and then the other thing I heard, like, what it is eloring in Kankira or Kibe, like outstanding from there, you know. And then I was like, I already like I had music, and then ended up scraper that whatever that I had, and then the release date needs to be the 28th.
Hectic.
You know, 28th October, I have to drop an album. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to start this, because I get it, I've been with everyone around the studios, and then now I'm with myself. And then I was like, okay, what are we doing, Meta? And then I was like, okay, just went with the flow, and then I was in studio, like I was in studio 3 times a week. So I would start from 10, and then my session 10 a.m. and then my sessions ends at 2 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 p.m. every from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the rest, it's rest. I am resting.
Wow, so you definitely put a lot of time in it.
Yeah, a lot of time. And as well with the backlash, that thing of my wife, she's trending, saying she was the reason of
You going solo.
You know, those things. And then I was like, you know what, hey, let me stay away from whatever, I'm just going to work on this album. And that's why I didn't post.
Yeah.
I was like, with this, I have to save myself
yeah.
through my work, you know? And I was like, okay, I'm not going to post. I'm doing in an old school way, old school way whereby the music just
speaks for itself.
Yeah, it speaks for itself. And I was like, I didn't hype. I didn't, no licensing deal. It's like independent. And then
wow.
through Asante Music. And then, yeah, it worked. And then as soon as the album dropped, I was so nervous. As soon as the album drops, cause like it was win or lose. Bruh, just go back to Black Motion or whatever.
Whoa,
or between those lines whereby
yeah.
it's either I make it big or I go back to Black Motion.
Yeah.
Which is I didn't leave Black Motion. Yeah. I'm still a member of Black Motion, but just that I just went solo. Yeah,
okay.
It worked.
What would you say the difference between the sound, as you mentioned, you've been obviously doing your research, trying to figure out would you say is the difference between the sound that you were making with Black Motion as opposed to now as Murder as a solo artist? What's the sound like?
The Black Motion sound is a Black Motion sound.
Yeah.
So the Black Motion sound, it's a sound that Loring introduced the tribal house.
Mm.
We have a lot of impact when it comes to an African drums and tribal house, and then it was more hardcore and then spiritual. So the trans mixing, adding different tribes into our projects, and then taking those samples from African countries, try them out, modipining, and then it was the Black Motion sound. And the meta sound, it's more like a journey.
Okay.
Like musical journey. And then the aim was not just for the dance floor.
Mm.
I wanted to make an everyday album, music that whereby someone who don't go to parties, that they can relate to the album.
Nice.
And then music that touches people, music that uplifts you, uplifts your spirit, and then not sad song, but spiritual journey,
even spiritual,
So, now my goal was that, streaming music, music was every day, I'm not feeling okay. My album, and then also for playlist, when on the party and then you strike a playlist what's the next track
being
to you worry song. So I wanted to get one body of work in too many angles. You are happy, you have songs that will make you peanuts luring. You may wanna believe in love, cause in that space, I'm in that space whereby I'm in love, and then my wife, and then my kids, and then get a thing. Also I have to accommodate that. So I was making everyday music life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's meta sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you touched on, the kind of space that you're in almost. But how would you even describe this chapter of your life right now? But I'll go back into, the album and everything. But you threw me the bone, I'm catching it. Yeah, what would you even describe this chapter of your life right now and how it's influenced your music?
For me, that's space whereby love changed my life.
Okay.
My wife changed the way I'm thinking.
Mm.
My wife changed, I'll say anything, it's life, changed everything. The way I'm thinking, let's say we are all a family, come first, and then you grow. So I'm in that space. So we're getting old. So I was I didn't want to stuck into that thing, you're already fat and sad, and then you still, olo moholo, and then, you know, you nako dia vaya, and then I was like, okay, how am I gonna, like, you know, put it into music? It's like, I just tell my story through my emotions, like, cause I can say a lot in the music without the lyrics and stuff, like my music, the way, like, it's the motion signal and so on.
Yeah.
Like, feeling signal, you know, to music. Cause I'm a shy guy. I'm not like a
talkative. No way.
You know, so yeah, the reason why I get Papa now, it's because like I used to have, I didn't like my smile.
Okay.
You know, I didn't like my smile. Not say I was not grateful for life.
Yeah.
Like, there's some parts whereby, but then you have to, you know, work on that.
Yeah.
Because I think me not liking my smile, it affected little buyer. Like, I was always the guy, all in quiet, and then, ele tabo abuang, so I was like, I'm not gonna live like this. Like, I have to pull up my socks.
Yeah.
And then so that I can work on myself. So ntwinga ngirang hore give a grant is to work on my smile. I put I had braces for 3 years. People they didn't know because I had like those transparent braces. Because people they didn't know. Because people they think or I get sensitive veneers or whatever. So actually, very kistemen work. So
nice,
yeah,
nice.
I worked on my smile, and then after fixing the smile, and then I started seeing the mirror. You know, there is mirror oiling over comfortable behind. There's mirror or like a staging or quiet. So ni makasa ba thori. Hey, how come when you're on stage, like, you become this, yeah, but a crazy guy, spiritual, and then, and then when you're off stage, you're so quiet. Yeah, it was the reason why, like, self-esteem, like, I was so low. And then I worked on my smile, and I've gained confidence from that, and then that's why I don't know maybe get pop.
No, okay, Rosa. No, I really like the stage in your life. You definitely do ooze a lot of confidence, which I think is very important, especially as an artist, because you're in the limelight.
Yes.
Naming the album Asante now, I wanted to understand that aspect of things and what inspired that. Obviously, there was that conversation of you having another child, and yes, that's not really something that we're putting in the limelight on purpose.
Yes.
So why did you choose to name your album Asante and not like, murder?
Asante, it means thank you, Bongani. So I name my daughter after me.
Because
Asante in Swahili, it's thank you.
Yeah,
Bongani. So I was like,
Yeah,
you are Asante.
Okay.
And then Asante, the reason why I named this album Asante is because I spend a lot of time with Asante. And then by the time I was like producing this album, for me, it's like seeing Asante atswala, and then, you know, those steps, those baby steps, okay, atswala. Mwana busiu so amujiga arutsikala saitele lawani. I wanna, like, it's like a journey. So I created that album through like stories as well, because like I'm telling my journey. Like, okay, guys, we see her like this, Black Motion.
Yeah.
I'm not competing with Black Motion.
No.
So it's like, okay, guys, this is me.
Yeah.
Meda.
Yes.
Meda, I'm gonna give you Meda. So Asantish was always around while I'm making music, because I have a mobile studio whereby I can set up everywhere. I wanna, like, patio, balcony, or I can move to other guys' places and still use my equipment, because like I believe in my equipment the way I set up
Angate.
Yeah, so I will, like, do that. So Asante. Asante album inspired like great growth I gave on Ninko Asante.
Yeah. But no, just the night before your album dropped,
Oh, yes.
So as you mentioned, you're quite a spiritual person. Did that actually happen? Were you really like in the rain, no shelter, praying?
Spiritual in the way, but there's songs still around they can like touch. That's why I, as go like I was I'm so sensitive. I wanna like give all about how whole but you know, so by then Kilisa give a little, not hate, but the journey where I started, killing nobody, and then become the Black Motion now, becoming the newcomer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a newcomer.
Well, how are you a newcomer? Because you need your name? We just said 13 years, 12 years in the industry.
Yeah. 13 years and then as Bongani from Black Motion.
Okay.
So now it's made. I've rebranded.
Okay.
So that part of me praying before the album drops, I was so nervous. I remember I was coming from Cape Town with Oscar Mbo. We had a gig there, and then because of the equipment, and then I started panicking, and then we arrived at Josie. And then asking my team, or are we still dropping midnight? Cause neighbor loaded everything for, cause you know, body Spotify, body iTunes and whatever, you load your music so that they can give you email or a green light, or yeah, we are ready to go live.
Okay.
Like after midnight.
So. Okay.
So I got it, I think around 10 PM.
Yeah.
10 p.m. Then you panic, like, okay, there's no, you know, when you drop album, like, ras, everyone will promote, or hey, midnight. Forgetting or konje, the time Kira album, it was for people, it was for like everyday life. It was for everyone.
Oh, okay.
So, and then I can level la hor, okay, the logistics, social media, the verakabia. That around that time, over 10 or what, but the following day by a miracle. And I was like, okay, we'll sit a little bit to by Lauren Batu Hile, midnight or party people, or, you know, let's say we are kind of okay, let me wait, I'm not gonna post midnight.
Yeah.
Get what you're saying, quiet. It's either midnight, it was sharp amoya, like, have a strong wind, a strong wind, and then it rained. And then I was talking to my partner, the guy Olorki Sebisana Lena. And then I went outside panicking, you know, I went outside and then I did a short prayer.
Yeah.
And then I went inside the house and I just drank alcohol.
Apparently on the kitchen counter with Bae.
Yeah, and then you know, talking about, you know, our like family things, you know, that conversation, because and Lorna, like that time I didn't have time, we were both busy, and I always come home late, same thing. I was like apologizing to her, or like, yo, the reason why so it's because of this project, and then it has to be like to Ukahala, and then we talked, and then you went to sleep. Still nothing, no repose, nothing.
Okay,
everyone is moving.
Yeah,
everyone is moving. Then I posted like an interview for Metro FM with More Flavor morning with More Flavor, and then that's where everyone Tsuhile. And then everyone go trafficking, go coloring, and then like they wanted to hear how they go because of these Black Motion things.
For sure,
and
for sure.
Not knowing how I drop album. So then we talk about the album, the body of work, and then people got surprised. How did this happen? Then they played the song. And then after that interview, everything just zoom.
Just boomed.
Yeah, just boomed because of now I got the all attention. Then it started, like up until now, like we've been like on like top three.
Wow.
Top three, two, one, top three, two since album you drop. And it's not just songs, like the whole album. Like the whole album, people are loving the album. And
for sure.
That's where I got like Ginta, like waiting in anymore. And then I got relaxed now. Yeah. And then I'm in the move of other things. So I can't say now, but this.
I want to touch on other things, but I want to know what conversation you were having, like with your wife, Uzi and Claire. As you mentioned, you were just talking, and yes, you were almost on the fence about, you know, going solo and everything else. Mm. But like, what advice did she actually give you? Obviously, she's also in the music space. She's a DJ. Maybe, you know, there was some wise word that could have come out of her, even if it was, you know, a boulevard or two in.
Yeah, she was. She was like advising me with these, I must not take this social media persona because of, she could tell that my husband is hurt from these comments. And you know, there's some other comments, like they're too personal. Like someone will hit you and then more gonna believe our eyes. Some other, these ghosts, it's people that's around you. You know, I think, cause sometimes it gets too personal. Get too personal. Or maybe Nene, maybe get a musician. Or maybe, you know, they trying to distract you. But it's a lot. Like I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot. And then knowing that I'm not, I came to a, I couldn't know, man. Like, I'm not a like, you know, the only thing that I have, it's the lovely music, you know, like, yeah. So I think music saved me. Music saved me. And then she will advise me, like, I'm both sort of like, hi, baby, like, yeah, you're gonna make it. Because like, I was so curious. What if, you know, what if it's not working? What's going to happen?
Definitely working. You know, topping charts.
Yeah, because, yeah, those things. And then other things we talked about, our love life, that she's grateful about this marriage thing, and then she's in a happy space, and I'm in a happy space as well, and we support each other, and then it's that thing of it's, you know, it's organic, man. We're not forcing things, and it's like we learn every day. I learn every day.
For sure.
I learn every day.
And become, I think those short prayers definitely help.
Like a better husband. Yes. I learn every day. Ne? So yeah.
Let's get into the other things. I think one thing that's very prominent about when you look at murder, you know, orata fashioni as well. And the fact that, you know, you have, I think you're just a slashy. In the slash generation, obviously, you can't really be one thing. Are you going to release, Nyana, something within the fashion space? I mean, you're already wearing your daughter's.
Oh, yes, I'm wearing my wife a male range of era, like samples. And, you know, so, yeah, for me, the reason why I went hard on fashion is, like I said, my confidence back then. Dololo. And then the only, the closest thing that I can not convince people, but the other things that made me or gave me confidence, it was me looking good.
Yeah.
Like clean clothes, but not branded clothes, but then, you know, quiet clothes, but then style, you know, style. And I was like, okay, I got interested into actually like, shopping, it's window shopping, not shopping. The window shopping for me, it's ke hobby. Like, I like maybe ke dutse ke sena something seeking ka se etsang, like, besides music, like, I'll go to the malls and then, you know, just to do, you know, shopping, ke tlhakantse items, I tend to put them together and then plan them for my outfits. Cause, I think fashion, Leona, it paid like a, played a, like a huge role in Meta brand. And then the reason why I rebranded my name with the two dots, it's, I'm cooking something. So the reason why I'm more like international Lokuzan. I have
international audience.
Yeah, yeah. I have fans as well.
Yeah,
international. So I wanted to create like Libitelelo relate that those people also can relate to the name. So I could go to Metabongs. Metabongs is like long and then bongs and for me to explain. Or okay, bongs because of Bongani inging. Yeah. I just want like a simple thing. I wanna check like Mika, like the simple, simple branding. Like I could badly like the logos, the graphics, and you know, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna do the Dutch version of Meta, and then Lorna, the straight Meta, it reads in your English, it's not right for the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a Meta.
Yes, for sure.
So I was like, okay, how can I
play around?
Yeah, here. Let me use the M-O with the two dots, the Dutch thing, and then, yeah. So, but murder, but then it's murder.
It's murder.
Yeah, it's still murder, but then I wish it's so appealing.
Yes,
so,
cause
before I would say, but that's not a nice name. Like, I can wanna,
English
way, it was not nice, because murder. Oh, murder and murder. Okay, murder the desk, no.
Oh,
so, like, that one, it works, because bar muda or meda, and the two dots, and then, I want a two dots, like, you know, okay, meda equal water, so I want to. So, yeah, later on, yeah, there's something that I'm cooking.
Jeez.
Yeah,
we better be the first to hear it
with
first.
With that name. It's something that I'm cooking, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so those two doors, they're going to mean something later on.
Okay, how soon is this? Gonna, is this 2023? Is this December?
I'll say for now,
let's enjoy
the Asante. By the next year, I started planning other things.
Okay.
There's more coming. And it's,
please assure me there's a fashion line coming, because I want to be the first to get the merch.
Yeah, I'm talking about that.
Oh, okay. So it's fashion related.
Yeah, it's fashion related.
Thanks for the hint. That's what I know what to look out for. Okay.
Yeah, fashion related. Yeah. But then I don't wanna come out as a t-shirt, got a t-shirt.
No.
Like something.
I didn't expect that. From
yes. Yeah. To even something, man. You know, I'm still trying to get balance, because like my focus was to introduce Meta. So that the meta can work, and then can move to other things. So the focus was on building this name. So now I'm gonna start. Evenly fashion, like about like focus here on alone. Unless I'm Lokuza and Loring, I about Loring like we have lots of parts of the so part, but like with a special attention. So yeah, but then it's something nice that guys gonna be amazed about.
Okay, what do you want your fans, both the ones that you're taking from Black Motion as when you were still, well, you're still a duo, as you said, but also you as a solo artist, the audience that now you've even pulled in as a solo artist, what do you want people to actually know about you right now? What do you want to set the record straight on? Like, what would you want to tell them right now?
I wanna tell them like angry fans. I wanna tell them like I'm still Black Motion. I'm still a fan of Black Motion. My blood, it's Black Motion. I am here because of the Black Motion, and then we know, man. We have memories like you guys telling me, or like, hey guys, you know, or go university, like. Listen to your music and etc. But there's more that you can do out of, you know, you must not limit yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, wanna like you can be in the successful company or brand success, but then don't be afraid to push those boundaries, because what I did, I'm still shocked, but it shows or like there's more that you can do out of, like, don't limit yourself.
Take the plunge.
Take the plunge and then,
love it.
Until let the work speak for itself. But it's that thing of like, yeah, there's more, and then even it happens that Black Motion Lokuzana like like you become stronger. Like we have a catalog. Yes, Black Motion still exists, but for the replacement and the thing, it's something that I have to ask.
Do you know the other guys?
Yes, I know the guy, but not personally.
Oh, okay.
But and I know the guy, but yeah, it's something that I have to like ask.
Yeah.
What happened? Cause like, I'm still shocked. Yeah.
Still in the black.
Yes, I'm still in the black of things. But yeah. So yeah.
Okay. So. The fact that there was even Orchard and Soshanguve in the room, I really love this interview, if anything. I appreciate you taking the time out to really chat to me, to even come
and everything else.
I really wish you all the best on your venture, if anything. I look forward to seeing you grow. As you mentioned, that is a big part of it. Evolving as a person is quite an important thing. Like,
Yes, high school. And there is preschool or salary in the country and about visa daycare, and then there is a grade one, and then unale middle school, and unale high school, unale university, like, you know, like you don't just like be on the right hour, so you have to like
You have to grow.
To graduate as well. Yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. I'm going to leave it at that. Murda has taken the plunge, launching his solo career, and promises he's got a lot in store for his fans. The future is definitely looking bright. Until then, make sure you listen to Asante. From me, it's goodbye for now.